Hi, I'm Brad. Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
From the Netherlands.
I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
And wherever you are, welcome to Blonde Radio. Hi, I'm Brad. I live on the west coast of Canada, and I love seeing things from a new point of view. And welcome to Blonde Radio, where every week I book calls with strangers from around the world. Today we'll have a conversation with Ethan, a storyteller who's making his own manga, Chihiro, a lover of archery who started his own business, and Marissa, a fellow video creator who loves all aspects of the process. But first, at Blonde Radio, we're all about community. So here's what you can expect, as well as some highlights presented by the Discord mod team.
Hey, I'm Peach.
I'm Andy.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Ari.
I'm Tree.
I'm Sable.
Hey, I'm Fa. And here's what's happening this week in Blonde Radio. Come on by the Discord this Saturday, September 4th at 2 p.m. PST for a second speed friending event. Join the call, meet someone new, and leave with some more friends than you started. Big love to everyone who came through for presentation day last week. We enjoy sharing and laughing with you so much. And of course, congratulations to everyone in the Discord server for hitting 6,000 members.
And now, here's Ethan. Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Brad.
Hello, I'm Ethan. Nice to meet you.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you for asking me. This is super cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. First up, where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Amazing. So, yeah. Way out there. That's like more East Coast or is it in the middle?
It's like pretty much in the middle.
Damn. Okay. Sorry. Canadian boy. Sometimes I get them mixed up.
You're from Canada?
Yeah. West Coast. Right.
Okay.
Basically,
I did not know that.
Right above like Washington, Seattle. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's a vibe. sweet. Well, before we get into it, I'll give you the opportunity. Give us the sort of elevator pitch on you. Who are you? What do you do? And what got you to where you are today?
Okay, so I'm Ethan Johnson. I'm a student at the University of Minnesota. Basically, what got me here today is I've been making a manga. And some people, I guess it could be a comic book, manga, either way, whatever you prefer. But I've been writing this story for a while. And I decided, you know, why not put it to life? Why not draw it? And so here I am. I made a TikTok about it for fun and it kind of blew up. And now I have a bit of a following and it's been a crazy ride. It's been super cool. And I just love to share this story with everyone and see it come to life.
That's phenomenal. And TikTok, yeah, above all other platforms recently, I found just the opportunity to kind of explode out of nowhere is very, very cool. There's been a lot of really cool creators that have come up on it, which is lovely to see. Where would you say you credit most of your drive and inspiration to take on a project of this scale?
Oh, man. I would say it's definitely from a passion of just loving stories and loving to tell them. It's funny because a lot of people think my favorite part about this is the art,
right.
But actually it's definitely been the storytelling is what I've always loved most and I've put the most time into. So just like movie directors, screenwriters, manga artists who like write their stories and such, that's seeing that come to life has definitely just been a huge inspiration for me and made me actually want to start this on my own. That's been my drive. Yeah.
That's so cool. And even though like there's only currently one chapter out at the moment, you can tell, I think anyone who appreciates narratives can tell you're setting up a lot of stuff. There's little hints, little moments, little looks, glances, subtle moments in the writing. And the writing just personally really blew me away.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That means a lot.
Like just the thought you have to go in before dropping anything on the page, drawing wise, of course, the actual images, but narratively you have to make sure it's sound from the start. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Wow. That means a lot.
Of course.
I get so many, and I don't want to sound conceited. I get so many people asking me about my art and complimenting me on my drawing. And I'm so appreciative of it because I never really share this stuff that much, but the few comments I get about people asking me about the story that really hits home because for art, if you practice it enough, anyone can start to get really good at it. But I feel like like writing stories is a whole different ballgame. Like making someone care about a character or be interested in what they're doing, I feel like that's the real struggle. That's the real challenge. And so all the support I've gotten on the art and the story is just like, I'm so thankful. I'm just blown away by all the people who are reaching out to me and even the chance to be on this podcast. Like, thank you.
Oh, for sure. Always. Well, did you want to, for those that have no idea, you know, the general premise, did you want to sort of give a tiny pitch on you're writing?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm making a story about samurai. It is not actual historically accurate. Like, it didn't take place in Japan, but it's based on samurai. And don't worry, I've done a lot of research about Japanese culture and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to pay as much respect to that as possible. But yeah, it's a fictional story about samurai. And you go along this journey with this kid named Benkei. And he, well, I guess he's right now he's a monk, but he dreams of becoming a samurai. Mm-hmm. And there are fictional powers and monsters and such. And we're basically along this journey that Benkei's going on and becoming a samurai, seeing what it's all about and seeing if it's really what he wants in life.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see where we go. So a little divergent question here, kind of about talent and art. Do you think talent and skill are mutually exclusive? Can you create talent from nothing, or does something have to be there in the first place, would you say?
That's a good question. I would say anybody has the capability to do anything. And while that sounds kind of cheesy, it really does come down to how hard you want to work for it. And while for some things it may come way easier to others, you can still probably get to the same point. I mean, if you look at a professional athlete, some people are born with outstanding genetics. Mm-hmm. And so their journey to get to the top may be much easier than someone who's not born with these amazing genetics. But I think if you work hard enough, you definitely can reach that same level.
That's interesting. No, yeah, I'd agree. There's something to be said. Of course, we'd love to all have a little bit of natural talent off the bat, but I heard a great saying once that if you work at something at least a little bit every single day, it's impossible to get worse at it.
I love that.
So yeah. Who would you say has been the most supportive of you and your art before anything blew up? Who was always hyping you up? And I know you said that you haven't shared this part of you too much, but I'm still curious. Mm-hmm.
Probably one of my best friends. He was the first person I even told about this. I was like, hey, we both like anime, and for probably a couple years now, for fun, I just wrote my own. Do you want to hear it? And he's like begrudging, like refusing at first, and was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let me hear what you got. And I told him, and he was kind of like, yeah, that actually wasn't bad. And just that little bit of encouragement is what really got me. I was like, wow. And then ever since, I've been telling him stuff about the story and the art, and he's always been there kind of since the beginning. So that's been really cool.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you can have that anchor kind of. That's nice.
Yeah.
What would you say? Yeah. What are green flags for you in relationships, friendships, or otherwise? What sort of tips you off that the person that you're engaging with is a good one to stick with?
I would have to say honesty. Like I said, like this one friend, all he said was, yeah, that's not bad. But coming from him, I know it was honest. It wouldn't be, oh, wow, that was a great story. It wouldn't be like overhyping me. It wouldn't be, he's just saying it was good just to be my friend, but actually, like, I would know if he didn't like it, he would tell me. He would be like, yeah, that was terrible.
Right.
But that honesty, in my opinion, is so much, because when you can have a relationship with someone who you know is really real with you and will tell you when you're doing something wrong, or tell you when you're doing something bad, or give you actual constructive criticism, and know it's not coming from a place of jealousy or hatred or anything like that, but know it's coming from a place of love, that they're not necessarily hating on you, but they're saying, hey, what you're doing right now, I'm not a fan of. And I think there's better ways to go about it. So especially like a story like this, if I were to tell one of my friends an idea and they're like, I really don't like that, and I know it's honest, I don't view that as hate. I'm thankful for that, because if all you're told your whole life is just love and support and everything you do is perfect, I feel like there's a lack of honesty in there, because obviously none of us are perfect. And so to be able to hear when you're doing something wrong and know when you're doing something wrong comes from a place of honesty. And I think that's so important.
Totally. And I'm sure you'll experience this more as this project of yours continues to grow. You're going to find yourself probably surrounded, as you already have, with like lots of fantastic, like really positive feedback, which can be, that helps a lot, gain that external validation that the thing you have has value beyond yourself. But it's exactly what you're saying. Sometimes it's way more valuable to get that sort of, from a place of honesty, that criticism, because positive feedback, great, doesn't always help you grow, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's great. Well, to flip that last question here, kind of in closing, what advice would you give to someone who wants to find more meaningful relationships and connections in their lives? What would you say to them?
I would say to reach out, to be the person to make the first step, and to be caring above all things. And it's funny because I just talked about criticism, but I think you can find love and compassion and caring through honesty, which sometimes bring criticism. But I think that criticism is a way of growing relationships, of starting those things. And so don't ever be afraid to reach out, I'd say. To be yourself, be honest, number one.
Yeah, because that's gonna serve you the longest in the long run. Because eventually, if you're, you know, in any type of relationship for a long period of time, they're gonna find out who you truly are. So why not start on that foot?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's awesome. Thank you, Ethan.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me on this podcast.
Of course. I really appreciate your time and words. Do you have any exciting plans the rest of your day?
For the rest of my day, not too much. I'll probably keep working on chapter 2. I want to get that out soon for everybody. So yeah.
That's awesome. Sweet. Well, I'll let you to it. Do enjoy the work. Take breaks. It helps.
Thank you.
For sure.
I will try.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, man. See ya.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Chairo.
For sure. Sorry, how can I say that?
Chairo.
Chairo?
Yeah, something like that. Something in that sort of area. Oh, great.
For sure. Right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of the day to chat. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Always, always. Sweet. And then where are you calling from?
From the Netherlands.
Netherlands. It's so, so crazy to see how far this project has reached. That's insane. And it's...
Yeah, you're from Canada, right?
Yeah, West Coast, which means it's 2 p.m. for me, but it is... Is it midnight for you or...
It's 11 for me.
11. We're getting there. Awesome.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Very good. I'll give you some space to sort of give us the elevator pitch on you. Who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
So I'm Jairo. I'm 21 years old and I'm a full-time student / entrepreneur. I study commercial economics. I'm starting my last year of the bachelor next week. Yeah. And besides my study, I have been running my own traditional archery web shop for about the past 3 years now.
Which is, it's so insane because that's very like, that's 1 in 1,000, even 100,000. Like that's not, you know, everyone's dream thing. So I guess my main question off the bat is like, why archery? At what moment did you realize like, oh, I really love this thing?
Well, it all kind of started with some books I read as a child. I read the Ranger's Apprentice fantasy books, which are primarily a medieval fantasy book series, which focuses on archery. And then I thought like, I would like to try that someday. And I went to my local club and I tried it and I was completely hooked. And I've been doing it for about 11 years now. And then... about 3 years ago, I tried to study in a completely different field before I started in the economics field, and it wasn't for me at all. I quit after 1 month, and I decided, okay, I'm going to work now, get life experience, know what I actually want to do with my life. And so I worked and I saved up money, and then I was like, more and more friends were coming to me for advice or anything they wanted to get tuned or anything in that sort of sense that was connected to archery. And I thought, if they come to me for advice, then maybe I have something that people are interested in. And then I thought, other shops aren't doing it that well. I think I can do it better. And that's how it all started. Basically, so I used the money I saved in that entire year and started my own archery web shop.
That's awesome. And, you know, would you say, or even the people that know you say, that you've always had this sort of entrepreneurial spirit? Were there projects kind of before this one, or was this the first, you know, big thing?
I think there were always things like going to like small markets and selling like the homemade things, or I think I sold like potato curls fried on some market one day, and small things like that. But the first like real contact I had with entrepreneurship was really when I started doing my own thing.
That's awesome. First foray into it. And would you say, do you feel like it's been a success, or have you learned so much along the, like, has there been learning through failure?
Not necessarily learning through failure. It's more like learning through challenges. Like I started my company before I started to study anything in the economic field, I had zero knowledge, and I was just going off, okay, I'm doing my research and I'm asking friends of mine who had or have an own web shop or company or anything like that,
right,
for advice, how do I do things? And so I kind of learned my way through that in a very practical sense. Like I used I used to learn it by just doing it and seeing how things went along, and it's kind of, it worked out all right.
Sounds like it. Who would you say has been the most supportive of your goals and ambitions? Who's been the person to always hype you up and have your back?
That's a tough one. Like from the start, I had very good support from my parents, like in starting my own thing and finding my own way in things. But I think from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I really had a good friend of mine who has his own web shop. And when I kind of got into the idea of maybe I want to do my own thing, I just went to his place for a full day, looked at all what he did in a day and what it took to run the shop and all that sort of stuff. And he really helped me get it started and like, just go and do this. And if there's anything you run into, just ask and I'll see what I can do. And that has really been a major contributor, especially to the start of my own company.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you could have that support.
It was awesome. Great guy.
So this week's question is, what's a green flag for you in relationships, friendships, otherwise? What sort of tips you off that the person you're engaging with and spending time with is a really good one?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I really tend to draw to people who see relationships like it across the board, like friendships, real like romantic relationships, all that sort of stuff, who view relationships as a place to give instead of a place to take.
Yeah.
So I know that all the people that I consider close friends have my back and I have theirs. Whenever they need something, I'm there for them. And we just have a great time together. And if there are any serious issues going on with anyone, we all have each other's backs, which is absolutely amazing. And I think that's the main thing. Like, you should see relationships as a place to grow, like not only romantic, but across the board, as a place to grow together instead of kind of keeping each other down and staying in the same old kind of rut.
Exactly. More and more as I have grown up, I've realized how much I prefer to surround myself with people that will, you know, challenge me versus then just kind of stagnate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, about 1.5 years ago, time flies with COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have my own archery tournament. And so I started planning things and doing things. But it takes quite a big crew to set it up, to run the show, to do the everything from like the food stands to the pop-up shop to the registration, everything. It takes quite a crew, and I just have an amazing friend group who like, all right, we're doing this now. And everyone just came in and we had a great time together. It was absolutely awesome. Doing the next one in November. So it's absolutely great.
Congrats and best of luck with that moving forward.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, to flip that sort of last question here in closing, what advice would you give to someone who wants to find these more meaningful relationships and connections in their lives?
I think you should always be truthful with your intentions. Like, always never try to have any hidden motives or anything. Just be truthful and try to meet people in things that you personally like. Like I met my friends through an archery club or another hobby, and then just be honest with who you are and accept people as they are, and then you hope to find the best people. And sometimes you meet them and sometimes you don't. And when you don't, you just have to be honest with that and move on.
That's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for your words. That's great advice.
Thanks.
Always. That's kind of about it. Do you have any exciting plans the rest of, I guess it's pretty late.
It is pretty late. I'm going to chill out with some Netflix probably and then go to sleep so I can get back to work tomorrow.
Fantastic. Always on the grind. I definitely know the feeling. But again, thank you for your time and words.
No problem. No worries. Happy to be able to join the show.
For sure. I'll let you to it. Do enjoy your evening. But I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, enjoy your day, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Time difference. All right, bye.
Ciao. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going? I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Marissa. It's nice to meet you.
Marissa, fantastic. How's the day been?
It's been pretty good. It's really rainy where I'm at right now. So I kind of like the vibe. It's almost fall, right? Yeah.
That's so nice. I miss the rain so much. I'm out on the west coast of Canada and we've just had the most hot summer, which is so not our style. But sweet. Thanks for taking the time today to chat. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Insane. So crazy that this project has reached so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So first off the bat here, I'm just giving you the opportunity to kind of give the elevator pitch on you. Who are you and what sort of got you to where you are today?
Okay. So hello, my name is Marissa. I am from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I am a marketing student and I'm adding on a Chinese major as well. I actually study in Seattle, but due to COVID, I've moved back home with my family and I've been here ever since.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so some hobbies I like. I film a lot of things. I like to edit videos. Photography is fun as well, but I think videos call to me more personally, and I like anything in the arts really. I draw here and there. I write occasionally, but video work makes up a lot of my personality.
For sure. And it definitely shows at least on your platforms from what I've seen.
Thank you.
Is the plan to return to Seattle at any point, or are you just sort of sticking it out, seeing what's up?
I'm actually returning in a few weeks, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Nice. Yeah. Well, best of luck with everything with the move.
Thank you.
Sure. What aspect of video production would you say gets you the most excited? Is it planning, conception, shooting, editing? What step would you say you look most forward to?
I think for me personally, I like the editing portion the best.
Really?
Not even the shooting, but it's actually sitting down maybe a few hours, right? Not moving.
Yeah.
It sounds really solitary and sedative, but I find it so interesting because that's the time where I can put all the ideas I have in my head and lay it out for other people to see. It's almost like a peek into what my mind is going through. And I find it like a cool form of expression. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear so many, and even myself, like editing, it can be a lot of fun. You know, as you're saying, it's where it all comes together, but it can be very monotonous.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Double-edged. I see. Tell me about the 2021 virtual luau and your involvement in it. That's such a cool thing, but also I know so little.
Yeah. So I actually attend Seattle University. A lot of people don't really know it exists because UW is in the main school in Seattle. It's the state school, University of Washington. But at Seattle University, there's actually a big population of students from Hawaii. I think 1 out of 10 students are from Hawaii. So the largest cultural club happens to be the Hawaii Club or Hui Onani Hawaii. And each year there's been a luau that happens, not virtually, but on campus where members of the club come together. We perform hula. There's chants. There's good food and just a good night of entertainment. But this past year, we had to do it online due to COVID.
Yeah.
And I think this was the biggest project I've ever done. It was a 30 to 40 minute video, fully edited. Many people who saw my timeline in Premiere Pro, if you know the different layers of audio and video, they were really concerned for me. They were like, "Are you okay? Will you be able to do this?" And they were just so shocked when I was like, I genuinely enjoy this. It's so fun for me. And I'm pretty sure many people thought I was, you know, a little crazy, but I found it so fun. And it was really rewarding to know that a lot of people enjoyed it and had people reach out to me and tell me what a good job, you know, and what an impact it made on them. It just means a lot. So, yeah.
That's so cool. I love that so much. And I mean, by all accounts, it sounds like they found the right person for the job, someone who actually enjoys that process. So kudos.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say, with so much being tied to Hawaii, what would you say, especially in 2021 or even the past 10 years, the biggest misconceptions people who don't live there, who don't engage or don't actively educate themselves about the culture, what would you say the biggest misconceptions are?
I actually saw this when I first moved to the mainland for college. Everyone thinks that every single person from Hawaii is of Hawaiian descent, but that isn't true. It's like how there are Native Americans. There are people of Native ethnicities to that region. So there are Native Hawaiians here, but I myself am not at all. I am full Chinese. I am very Asian. So I think the 10 kind of threw people off when I first came to Seattle. But I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that not everyone from here is of Hawaiian blood. I think I've seen this recently as well, too, because I'm fortunate enough to live in the capital city. And that's where, you know, Waikiki is. A lot of the big tourist destinations are. A lot of people don't really realize that. I'm trying to find like the words to explain it.
Sure.
Everyone thinks it's the dream vacation here. But for all of us that have lived here our whole lives, we see the changes. And it's not to say that we don't like changes and we don't like tourists coming here. But especially now with COVID. A lot of the cause and effects that people visiting here have now is that one of our biggest hospitals, ICU beds are fully taken. Wow. A lot of surgeries had to be postponed if they weren't dire. And we're entering another lockdown, I believe, this week. Mask mandates have been a little more strict here. And I think just the flow of life has definitely changed in the past 5 years, not even with COVID, but with more exposure to traveling here. And a lot of people who do travel here, many of them, while they are respectful, a lot of them that are shown on social media are the ones of the exception that are not respectful. They don't respect our land, our community. But that's probably the biggest misconceptions I can think of. But besides that, I absolutely love it here.
That's so often the case. It's the vocal minorities that definitely get that attention, unfortunately. Ideally, there would be, you know, the universal respect, but yeah,
that was worded very well.
Oh, thank you. Who would you say have been your personal anchors, especially in the past almost year and a half now? Who would you say has helped you to stay grounded?
That's a very, very good question, actually, because I just reflected over this yesterday. Coincidentally, I have a really good friend of mine. She's my best friend. Her name is Annika. I don't know if she's listening or not.
Hey, shout out Annika.
Yeah, love you, Annika. But we've been best friends since middle school, ever since I moved to, you know, a new school during that time. We actually attend the same university and she's my roommate as well. So this is like bestie for life kind of vibe, you know? And in the past 2 years, I've actually went through quite a lot when it comes to family issues or friendships, relationships of that sort. And having someone be there for you constantly and seeing the changes and seeing that I'm still growing as a person, she's also still growing as a person, but still being there for the journey. You don't come across people like that all the time. And I am so fortunate to have her.
That is so, so special. Because you're speaking, that's pretty rare. You got a rare one there for sure. Wow. What is a green flag for you in relationships, friendships, otherwise? What sort of tips you off that the person you're engaging with is a good one to stick around?
Oh, this is a good question too. Okay. It's so funny because when a lot of people ask about relationships, they tend to mention the red flags first, right?
Right.
So hearing the green flags, what first comes to my head is I need someone that can vibe with me very well. If it's a natural connection, that'll be great. I mean, of course, that applies to friendships too, but more so for relationships.
Yeah.
Someone that I can get along with, and I think first and foremost needs to be courteous and respectful to others. That's something I look at, because if the person I'm seeking out cannot be respectful to the people around them, how can that guarantee that I will earn that same amount of respect back? That's how I view it.
really great. And especially like if we're speaking more towards those romantic relationships, everyone, at least for the most part, is on their best behavior in those very early moments of the relationship. So judging how they, seeing how they treat people that they've had longer relationships with and seeing if they have healthy interactions with those people, definitely a sign.
Yeah.
Well, to flip that here, in closing, what advice would you give to someone who's trying to find more meaningful relationships in their lives? What would you say to them?
Wow. I think it has to stem from yourself first. Mm-hmm. I think you need to be very comfortable in who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Confident, but not cocky. I say that a lot. You must be confident in yourself, how you are, because I believe that the energy that you put out is the energy that you attract as well. So yeah, in terms of seeking out these romantic relationships, definitely putting yourself out there is a good thing, but also first and foremost, being confident in yourself and who you are as a person, because that'll make all the difference.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. 9 times out of 10. It feels like, I think we've all been through this, but moments in my life where I was very unsure of myself, very difficult to read the energy of other people and feel if the chemistry's there, whatever, or even if you're ready for that. But once you find that self-confidence, assurance, and you know that grounding in yourself, a lot of doors kind of open and things become a lot more clear once you understand where you're at first.
Yeah. I totally agree though. No worries. Yeah,
for sure. Well, Marissa, thank you so much for your time and your words. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your evening. It's later there, yeah?
It's actually 3 hours behind. So it's 3 o'clock right now for me.
Man, one day I'll learn time zones.
No worries, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too. Ciao. Special thanks to Ethan, to Iro, and Marissa for making this episode possible. Intro music provided by Wayfie, that's W-A-Y-F-I-E, and accompanying tracks by Lowboil, that's L-O-B-O-I-L, who can both be found on all major streaming platforms. Be sure to come by our Twitch stream every Sunday at 2 p.m. PST for more Blonde Radio interviews brought to you live. I'll see you soon, and thanks for tuning in to Blonde Radio.